Yes, I am surprised at the depth they've gone into with this and the fact that the federal unions were among President Obama's best friends. But obviously he's looking at the whole picture now. He is not candidate Obama. He's President Obama. And, for instance, in this, they talk about the federal and military retirement programs and some changes are going to be made. And by the way, this is a $21 billion savings over the next 10 years.
So 2.1 billion a year on average.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, yeah. Your math is better. It's far superior to mine.
Well, just a little quicker, that's all.
But, they mention in here in this report, it says, as a result, compared to the private sector, the federal retirement program can seem generous. And then they go on to say how generous it is. What they're going to do is they're going to have federal workers under both FERS and the CSRS retirement systems pay more for their defined benefit plan. And it would be, I think, 0.4% a year for 3 years, which when Jason added it up is 1.2%. Mm-hmm. So they pay a little bit more, not the hit they were expecting, but they will be paying more for that, and it would be effective, I think it's starting in 2013.
Correct.
And of course, all of these, what the unions have been telling me and the lobbyists is that all of these are contingent on the federal pay freeze ending. As soon as it ends, then these things would go into effect. There's some of them that are hoping, literally we're hoping, and it could still happen with Congress, that the freeze be extended another year or two, and at least these cuts would not go into effect until then, mm-hmm. because there are people who say, well, I'm going to retire if they tamper with the retirement system.
Right.
The high five or high three to high five doesn't seem to be in this.
Correct.
One of the things that is in it is something you'd think they would have done long ago. They're going to have OPM negotiate directly with drug manufacturers, pharmaceuticals and whatnot, to try to lower prices. Apparently now they go through a middleman or a third party, mm-hmm. and they think, I mean, you know, here's the government. You say, we got a group plan. We're deducting their premiums for you every 2 weeks or every month, and then we give you the money. So we want a better deal on our Lipitor and
yeah.
better deals on these kinds of things. And so that they're going to try that and talk about major savings. They talk about end the overpayment of federal contract executives, which should bring cheers in, at least in the federal service,
mm-hmm.
Because some of these people make tremendous amounts of money.
We're going to get more details on that later on in the program. Try to understand that a little better.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, how do you police that?
Yeah, other than exactly.
Salary controls. So it's not as bad as the people anticipated it could be, but this is still a major hit for feds, contributing more to the retirement plan.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing, and I think it's important to notice, this is not the end of the ballgame.
Right.
These are just proposals. This is what the president is saying the Congressional Super Committee should include in their report. And, of course, they've only been meeting a week or so. But they're going to come up with their own at the end of the day. We should know about Thanksgiving what the whole package is going to look like. And then by December, they will start voting on it. And I guess the procedure is if a majority agree to these cuts and it goes directly to the House and Senate, no earmarks, no amendments, no riders, to take it or leave it kind of deal, like the BRAC, the Base Realignment and Closure Commission was.
Mm-hmm.
So we're moving along here.
Yeah.
And this is the third or fourth round that we've had of these proposals. Well, you know, they came from the Simpson-Bowles group, and then there was a congressional group, the Ryan budget and the Republican budget in the House. Then there was the Blair House group headed by Vice President Biden, and they all came up with some recommendations. Nothing happened with any of those, but they have become the baseline for what this Congressional Super Committee and now the administration is proposing.
Now, you've mentioned a couple of times when we've talked about Vice President Biden's group that you were surprised at the detail of knowledge that the vice president himself used when he spoke about the issues that regarding federal employees. Does it surprise you to see the level of detail that's in this plan from the White House today?
Yes, it is. It's very, they make, whether you like it or not, they make a very good case for the things they're proposing and without attacking federal workers. Now, the congressional group may be very different. They may come out against bloated bureaucrats and throw their briefcases in the Potomac. This is almost a scholarly document, if
yeah.
you will. But yeah, to me, when you see the depth that the spokesman goes through, the principal goes through. For instance, when his name escapes me now, but He's a new member of Congress from Florida, and he's heading one of the major committees. And I know the Federal Times people told me that when they first interviewed him, he was very sketchy on things, didn't know this, didn't know that, freely admitted it, but he's a smart guy, and he was a quick study. And the second interview they had with him, he knew his stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, he didn't turn to an aide. He didn't use papers. He knew his stuff. And when Vice President Biden came out and discussed in great detail the federal retirement system, I thought, he has been briefed, because this is not the kind of, he would not normally get down in the weeds on these things, but this was something that was given very serious consideration by that super committee.